This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie, Dean and Mandy.
Yay,
joining
my
us.
Mom.
And we've still got Darren and Silas here from the Melbourne Chargers because Silas brought up something really interesting because we have Mandy in because Mother's Day is just around the corner and we think she's awesome. So why not get her on the radio? And Silas thought it was for a whole different reason.
Yeah. So, I follow the politics pretty closely and I saw Mandy in here and I thought, oh my God, they're so relevant. They're here because of hashtag Your Mum.
So wait, what? What's that?
Hashtag Your Mum. It's the top trending hashtag in Australia today on Twitter. And basically it's people telling stories about how much they love and how awesome their mum is and trying to combat gender inequality through telling stories about the circumstances that their mum went through. And it's really touching.
Wait, so how did this come about?
So obviously we are in the midst of the cut and thrust of an election campaign.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of West Wing to just offset the crap that's been in the news.
Yeah, pretty much. So Bill Shorten was on Q&A on Monday night and he finished the program by talking about his mum's story and how his mum had to delay her going to university until she was in her 50s and that she missed out on a lot of opportunities in life because the system is stacked against women and it's stacked particularly against older women in workplaces and in society in general. Today, the Daily Telegraph, disgracefully, which is Sydney's main equivalent of the Herald Sun, did a pretty disgraceful hit piece on Shorten saying that he was lying and that he'd implied she'd never made it as a lawyer when in actual fact she did make it she did make it all the way through law school and was part of the bar for a while. Shorten went out in front of a press conference today and put in some... He was really teary, actually, talking about his mum and his mum's achievements and how hurtful it was to have the papers go after his family in such a nasty way.
He was saying on Q&A that his mother had to choose to study for teaching and she actually taught.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that was going to bring her the financial returns.
Mm.
And later I actually heard a lady who was her friend at university who said that she attended there under a scholarship and that they really struggled financially, both her and his mum.
Yeah.
And he didn't make any... Like he was just saying that the opportunities weren't there for her and he wanted that to change.
Yeah.
Mm. And then all of a sudden that's come around. I thought it was really appalling when I heard it, that's what they had made of it, because he was being incredibly respectful of his own mother and of mothers. I mean, I was a single mum. Mm. I had to do it on my own too, you know.
It speaks to the experience of so many thousands of people in
this
country.
Right. You know, we didn't get... This was before Robbie was born, but I had two boys prior to that and I had to go to uni and financially struggle with that, but you really had to put yourself out there and bring up the kids. Mm. And that's what he was talking about with his mum, you know.
Mandy, my observations about knowing you just for a little while is that you are an amazing mother and an amazing person. And
you had to put up with Robbie for starters.
And I think everyone's mother has a different story. And, I was just going to ask Darren, what's the story with your mum?
Well, my mum's pretty much very similar to Mandy, the fact that she is a single mum, well, she was for a time, and had to raise three boys and did it all by herself. So... I think so highly of her. She is my rock when I need her, and I couldn't imagine a world without her.
And it rolls, doesn't it? Because my mother, who's now 94, she actually used to come and do my housework once a week so that I could have more time to study. So
I wish my mum would come and do my housework right now, but that's a whole different story. No, you're right.
Yeah.
The wheel never stops turning.
It does, and we get the support networks where we can get them. And for Bill Shorten to respect and honour his mother in the way that he did on the radio and then have it turned, I just think it's appalling. It's just really disgraceful.
Mm. I mean, it really just makes you think, everyone today or in the next couple of days before Mother's Day, just... Mm. give your mother some love, whether it be a text message, a phone call, so do something great with them. My mum keeps hassling me to have a coffee with her. We live across the hall from each other, but still somehow never seem to see each other. And mum actually is, a couple of years ago, she had breast cancer. It's quite funny, and would always be like, well, when are we going to have a coffee? And I was like, well, I'm a busy homosexual. You're a busy mother. We somehow never seem to.
Chips in the night.
But the way that it happens, we live across the hall from each other, but the way that it always happens is the fact that she'll yell at me across the street like when I'm doing my shopping or she's out walking the grandkids, like, when are we going to do that coffee? And we still haven't. So that's going to be my effort in the next couple of weeks. Mum, if you're listening, we're going to try to do that coffee. I will have a milkshake because I don't drink coffee. Mm. But
my mum's a joy listener. She comes home from work at about this time of day.
So what would you like to say to your mum?
I just want to say, Mum, I love you very much. You know, you did so much for us when we were kids after my dad died, and you really put us first for the last 30 years or more. And, I really hope that you can put yourself first for the next 20 or 30 years that you have left in your life, and that you have the balls to put yourself first.
Does anyone, I'm not a parent, but I don't think a parent ever stops putting their kids first. You know?
Every week.
Full-time job.
Yeah. Still caring for my nieces and nephews and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I just really want the best for her.
I love Robbie about his mum.
Robbie, what about your mum? Anything you'd like to say?
Of course. My mother's been such a massive support, and I've seen her grow in our community, in this community that we do, and not just a part of, you know, supporting me in the things that I do, but also in her own vein with various organisations and charities and things that she's gotten involved in. So I think, you know, with all that goes on for a lot of people in this community, you know, you've got to always remember how lucky you are to have that, and how lucky you are to have that support net.
And whoever your mother may be, whether biological or not, who is a woman that has inspired you and supported you, share that story, share their voice, and share what you've learned.
Yeah. And can I just say to you all, from one mother, on behalf of all your mothers, all of us will say it's been easy, you know, because
my mum would never say that.
But it's been easy in the fact that we love you, and that's what we're there for. So some of the times get tough, certainly, and we walk through tough times together. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
But to continue being a mum has been easy. You just don't walk away from that.
Oh, do you know, I'm getting quite emotional. This has been really lovely.
Yeah.
To wrap it out, I want to remind you all that we've got a competition that we're currently doing.
We certainly do. We have a fantastic double pass to give away to Star Show, a rock and classical journey through the universe, which is a fantastic event with 10 string guitarists. There's an astronomer there talking about the cosmos. It sounds like a mixed bag of great fun. A good evening out on Saturday, June the 25th at 7:30 p.m. And we're just asking you to figure out, we've got acoustic covers of hit songs.
And we've got two more that we're going to play. I'm going to play them both now at separate times. Can you guess what these songs are? If you can, hit us up on 0427JOY949. No. 0427JOY949 or honor@joy.org.au to go into the draw to win a double pass to see that. Here's the first song. Is anyone guessing what this is?
Should I just say it out loud?
Well, none of the listeners have yet. I think it's a little obvious.
This one, no.
And here's the other one.
A bit more recent, perhaps.
A bit more recent. Can you guess what these songs are? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au to go into the draw. I'm going to try something crazy. I wonder if I can play them both at the same time. Ready?
It is Bad Wednesdays in here.
Okay, that's terrible. But if you can guess those songs, so this was the first one, it's just either of them. What's the title of the song? You go into the draw to win.
A double pass to see Star Show, a rock and classical journey through the universe, with thanks with our friends at Danza Productions.
That's all it takes. 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. And then you go into the draw. Guys from the Chargers, thank you for sticking around. That was actually a really lovely conversation we had about our mothers on air, which I think has been...
Yeah.
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
Really, really pleasure. What our mothers made on Saturday night.
Very important ahead of Mother's Day this Sunday. And thank you, of course, to my mother for joining us this whole hour in the studio. You've been a sensational co-host. We'll have you back anytime.
No worries. with me when I'm in town.
It has been absolutely a joy having you with us today, Mandy, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dean, and have a great Mother's Day.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Dean and Mandy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.